When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by Dave Nevote, co-founder at Hubstaff. Hello, Dave.
How you doing?
Pretty good. From Indianapolis.
Yeah. It's actually pretty nice day here.
It's nice over here as well in Brighton for once, which is quite nice. tell us a bit about yourself, Dave, and a bit about Hubstaff.
Yeah, so I've been doing online marketing now for 12 plus years. I've always been kind of a self-starter. I, like almost everybody, I'm self-trained in this. Hubstaff is like my third business, my second software business, and I've kind of found my niche in hiring remote teams and kind of operating them and getting leverage with other people, really. And that's kind of brief background.
Tell us a little bit about what Hubstaff actually does.
It's time tracking software with kind of like proof of work, so screenshots and activity levels, app tracking, URL tracking. We've got a mobile version that has GPS. So we want to kind of become the hub of time. And basically, so we integrate with like Basecamp and Trello and all these project management systems, Xero and QuickBooks. So anything that you need regarding time, if you're going to bill, we have a lot of agencies that work with us. If you're going to bill clients, you need to understand how much time was spent on each of these projects, on each of the clients. And then also a lot of people are using the software to kind of inform their clients and keep their clients, informed in terms of what they've actually done. So it reduces the amount of, follow-up needed back and forth.
Now, we're talking today about a content foundation for your business. And I know, Dave, that you use content for your marketing. Explain what we mean when we say sort of foundation.
Yeah, so what I am referring to there mostly is the fact that it takes a while to build it, but once you've built it, it will become kind of like the rock of your business. So it requires a lot of consistent content production.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think a lot of people expect that they're going to get results overnight. And, it didn't happen for us that way. But now once we have that foundation built, it's like it makes everything else a lot easier.
And in your opinion and your experience, what does a typical sort of post look like? I mean, what performs well?
Well, so we do about 3 posts per week for our blog. We've been doing that now for over a year. Typical post right now is around 1,200 words, lots of images. These images need to be tagged very nice and neat, so they need to be set up the right way. You need to have your on-site SEO stuff set up correctly. And I think that, just taking a step back, like the content needs to look appealing. I think that's really important now. It's important for your content to be shared that way. No one's going to really share a piece of content these days that isn't visually appealing, whether that's your site or whether that's your actual content. So, and then, overall, the quality needs to be high. It's not the days of being able to just write about a topic, have somebody write about a topic that doesn't really understand that topic and is kind of just writing, those days are kind of gone.
Yeah, sure. I'm interested in the sort of philosophy behind the writing. I mean, I've heard people talk about sort of like going in via the back door and not being too direct and being more subtle with your approach. How do you deal with that?
So like there's a lot of ways. We'll do things like we'll mention competitors. Like we want to become – the goal I think is to become the standard of the industry, whatever industry you're in. You know, think about your market as a whole and then try to step inside your customer's mind or your potential customer. And then think about, you know, what is it that they are looking for? What is it they really need? And what is it that is going to really influence them? And, you know, when you start thinking like that, you know, you start like if you're a restaurant in Brighton, for example, right? Yeah. Like, and they want to get more traffic to the restaurant, you know, like it's better to do an article about the top 10 restaurants in Brighton and do a very nice post with images and with realistic reviews and really, you know, you can include yourself in that list. But what that's going to do is it's going to make you become an authority over time about restaurants in Brighton, you know?
Yes.
And so that's what I mean by kind of like the back door. Like, don't be afraid to mention your competitors. I think a lot of people are just like, they think it's all about them when really you got to think about your customer and try to help them. And if you're trying to help them, then, you know, in the end, you end up helping yourself. So we do a lot of list style posts, like, for instance, you know, time tracking software for Linux, you know, or yes, the top freelancing websites on, you know, on the internet, that kind of thing. And we're not afraid to link out to our competitors because we think that there will be a certain subset of those customers or potential customers that will like what we have to say about our site on that list. And if we didn't write the article, then we would have never had that potential customer in the first place.
Yeah, it's a bit like, you know, when people are sort of, they're thinking of looking at time tracking software or something like that, and they put various search criteria in. I guess you're writing the sort of articles that would probably hopefully be on that first page.
Yeah, yeah. And we rank for a lot of key terms on that first page. I mean, the very long terms. SEO has really changed. You know, it's really changed. And in fact, it's kind of a dying breed. I mean, it's more about really trying to help the consumer, and the people that do that the best are the ones that win.
Now let's talk about topics. How do you know what topics are driving the most success? What sort of feedback do you use, Dave?
Yeah, so we have our analytics set up, of course, you know, and then we can tell from our analytics what keywords are driving business for us. But, you know, in terms of developing the topics, sometimes we use a tool called Keyword Canine.
Oh, yeah.
And that is, it'll help us discover topics and niches that are underutilized. So it's all about leverage, right? So like when you think about a topic, you don't understand how hard that keyword will be to rank for. So if I'm laying out an editorial calendar of say 16 posts for the next, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, like my goal would be to do research on those topics up front. So I would understand, like, if I want to write a post on, let's just say, again, time tracking software or whatever, I know right now that keyword is going to be very hard to rank for. So what I want to do is I want to find like little sub niches within that. But my mind can't do that without having some kind of tools to actually give me some ideas. So that's what this does. And then it goes out and basically researches the top 10 results in Google currently and tells me what keywords are going to be easier to rank for based on all these different algorithms, right?
And Keyword Canine, Dave, is that like an online service? Is it paid for, or is it something you download and use on your local machine?
Yeah, no, it's an online cloud-based service, yeah.
It's fantastic. So what about, I mean, where does this content go? Your own website, social media? Yep. What's your strategy for sort of deciding where to put it?
So the way we do it is we lead with the blog. We lead with our blog. We put everything on our blog. That's our top and best content. Then from there, okay, that drives social media. And we might rewrite those articles or recycle those articles and put them on Medium or even like my LinkedIn profile, or you can post to Quora. There's a lot of places you can do, but you don't want to be posting the exact article.
Yeah.
So you've got to have someone on your team rewrite that. But once it's written, it's easy to do. And then we'll have like we're looking right now for a new service actually that can produce infographics. There's services that can produce, you know, we produce a PDF version of some posts. So, but we lead with the blog, go outward from there, right?
Fantastic. We hear a lot about quality. I'm just wondering, obviously it's very important. I'm just wondering, how do you define quality with the content?
Well, I think a lot of it is, you know, the best check for quality is sit down and read the article yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, does it entertain you? Do you think people are going to share it? You know, did you learn something valuable? I think that teaching and education is the most important. So trying to, I mean, at least that's what we have had the most success with, is try and become the educator in the space, or you know, showing people some things that they don't know how to do currently. And, you know, if you're, again, if you're just writing information, encyclopedias don't really, you know, it doesn't work that way anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So you've got to have a unique personality and a unique, so, but I will say this though, a lot of our writing does not have, like, we have an opinion and we have a stance, but we don't have, like, we're not, like, there's very good writers, like Chris Brogan is a person I would say is a very good writer naturally. There's a few of the people that I follow that just, you know, their writing is really good. So we don't do that. We don't do that. We just, we're more like informational and really using the internet as a, and trying to contribute overall by putting out a lot of information that is unique information.
Well, Dave, thanks so much for your insights. How can our listeners find out more about you and more about Hubstaff?
Yeah, so hubstaff.com is our main site, and you can get a free trial if that's what you if you have a remote team or you have workers that, you know, you're having problems kind of managing. That's what they're for. My email is dave@hubstaff.com, and you can email me anytime. My Twitter is dnavote, and that's about it. I have a growth blog that I write a lot about this stuff at blog.hubstaff.com/growth. Or grow.
Fantastic. And just to point out to our listeners, your surname is spelled N-E-V-O-G-T, isn't it?
That's correct.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Show notes, as always, at the same place, sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. And please give us a review, because the more reviews we have, the more popular we'll get and the more people we can help. If you want to connect with me personally, I'm Dr. Pod on Twitter and LinkedIn. And just mention the Internet Marketing Podcast so I know that you're a listener. And if you've got questions, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. And the telephone hotline, if you want to leave a message or a comment or a question, is +44 1273 256 150. That's all from me, and it's all from Dave.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.